Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love the Mystery. Mountain Morse Adventure Thriller.
Well, at least there's one thing we know. That Marks feller ain't gonna die.
He's a long way from being dead. Close that door when you're ready.
It's quiet.
But now that we got the library to ourselves, let's give this business a quick going over.
I'd say it was about time.
Yeah, I don't know which end I'm standing on half the time.
Now, before we get into that, what about that torpedo?
The feller at shot Marks?
Yeah.
Well, he got clean away in the fog.
I know that. Either of you got a good look at him?
In this weather? Well, feller, the fog's so thick outside.
How about you, Reggie?
No, not a bit of it. Right on top of the shooting, I looked out the window and saw the ballet blighter going down the fire escape. If I'd had a gun, I could have potted him easily.
Didn't see his face at all?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, that shooting brought to light a couple of interesting possibilities.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do you recall what Marks was saying just before he was shot?
Yes, quite. You had just mentioned Donald Robert Lincoln as a possible leader of the mob that's doing this dirty work.
Oh, yeah. And Marks had just remembered something. Something about a deal between old Moneybags Lincoln and Sonny's papa just before he is shot.
Exactly. Could it be that the gunman shot at that particular moment to prevent Marks from finishing what he was about to tell us?
Hey!
But if that's true, then that would just about prove that Lincoln is the chap they were looking for.
Yeah, gunplay to cover up something in Lincoln's past.
That's one of the possibilities. Another one is the fact that Leslie Marks was only shot in the shoulder.
Huh? What does that prove?
Well, doesn't it seem a bit odd that Marks wasn't shot dead? Marks was sitting less than 15 feet from the window. I could have done a better job than that with a slingshot.
No, fella, I don't think that proves anything. If all the bad shots in this world was laid end to end, besides that, he was standing on a fire escape and anxious to make his getaway. No, I don't think bad shooting proves a thing.
Well, maybe you're right, but listen to my theory anyway.
Well, spill it.
Well, this is built on the assumption that Leslie Marks is the mob leader.
I say, and one of his own men shot him?
Yeah.
You mean they're turning on him?
No, it was a plant. We've talked so much about Marks being close to Sonny and not being bothered, he had to do something about it. So what does he do? He plants one of his men on the fire escape with instructions to shoot him in our presence.
Oh, Joe, what a chance he was taking.
Not if he knew his gunman. Some of these torpedoes can shoot the eyes off a fly.
Oh, boy, it'd sure be an alibi hard to beat.
Exactly. We saw him shot down, so naturally he'd be the last man in the world we'd suspect as the gang leader.
So now we've got our choice between Lincoln and Marks.
Yeah, and I put my money on Lincoln.
You don't like my theory about Marks, huh?
Well, fella, if you want the truth, I don't.
Well, why not?
Well, I don't know. I just don't. Sounds just a little bit like something they'd think up in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean?
Yeah. Well, maybe you're right. I'd still like to know why the gunman didn't kill Marks at 15 feet, though.
That's quite. Or why didn't he step into the room and finish up the job proper? None of us was armed. I mean to say, he took a bally chance making his escape down four stories on the fire escape.
Well, don't get me wrong. I still think Marks is a good possibility.
And now there's something else that stuck out in our conversation over there like a sore thumb. Either of you get it?
I guess I slipped up.
Reggie?
Yes, well, as a matter of fact, there was one thing.
Yes, I thought you'd get it, because you weren't with Doc and me when we were taken to the brownstone house.
Well, I still don't get what you're talking about.
Well, you told the story of how the two gunmen held us up and took us down to the basement of the house. Then you said all of a sudden, bam, somebody shot him with a sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, Phil asked, was there someone else in the basement? And you said, no, the shot came from the basement window.
Yeah?
Well?
I guess I'm just plain dumb.
Don't you see, Doc? The subject was dropped right there. Not a single person in the room asked who fired the shotgun. And all the time, that was the thing I wanted to know most. I wasn't there, so naturally I wanted to know if you and Jack knew who fired the shots.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But don't you see? It was just as though everyone in the room knew who shot those two gunmen.
Yeah. Well, even Sonny didn't ask.
Not only Sonny, but Phil Terry and Leslie Marks.
And Phil's brother, Arthur.
Well, there was a good reason why Arthur wasn't curious.
There was?
Yes, we haven't had a chance to tell you before, Reggie, but Arthur wasn't curious because it was Arthur who did the shooting.
Oh, look here, you're sure?
Well, we practically caught him red-handed. But will you tell me why Phil and Marks and Sonny didn't ask?
You think they knew?
Well, they knew something.
But looky, you trust Sonny, don't you?
Well, naturally.
Well, couldn't we just get a hold of Sonny and get it out of her?
Well, we might try. I don't like it.
You don't like what?
Why should Sonny be keeping anything from us? Why should she be keeping a secret with Marks and Phil Terry?
Well, of course, she has known Marks and Terry much longer than she's known us.
Yeah, but we're the ones who are trying to get her out of this mess.
Yeah, it does kind of make you wonder, don't it? When are we going to be able to see Marks?
Well, the doctor said not before tomorrow. Shock and the loss of
the phone. Hey, we ain't expecting no telephone calls, are we?
Hello? Yes? No, this is Reggie York. Yes, he's here. I say, Donald brought...
Hey, Reg.
Just quiet. Yes. Yes, I'll tell him. Righto.
What's the matter, Reggie?
That was Donald Robert Lincoln. He wants us to come right out to his home.
Well, ain't he got a nice disposition?
Well, he said to hurry. It was important.
First he has Jack hit over the head and throwed in a calaboose, and now he invites him out to his home.
Well, come on, we're wasting time.
You mean we're going?
Well, certainly we're going. Grab your hats.
Well, shouldn't we leave a note for Sonny?
Well, she's over at the hospital with Phil, isn't she?
Yes, crying.
Well, we needn't bother. We'll have to use her car, though.
Yes, down in front.
All right, we're all set.
Well, what do you suppose this Lincoln feller's got on his mind?
It'll be interesting to see.
No, I still think we ought to leave word where we're going.
Why?
Well, I smell a trap.
Well, what of it?
Yeah, we don't want the Marines galloping up to get us out of a hole.
Righto.
Well, here she is. You want me to drive, Jack?
All right. Oh, here, just a minute.
What's the matter?
Well, let's make sure there aren't any torpedoes planted in the back seat on this ride.
Hey, they wouldn't have a gall to try the same trick twice.
I guess you're right. Up in the back, Reggie.
Right.
Go ahead, slide over a little, Doc.
Yeah.
We're not going to a fire now, so take it easy.
Just a backseat driver at heart.
Get out! Get out of the car!
Man, oh, man. Oh, it blowed right up in my hands.
You all right, Doc? Anybody hurt?
Don't tell me the automobile ain't dangerous.
Never mind that. Where's Reggie?
I say, here I am.
Are you all right?
Oh, I think so. I got out of the car, but the explosion knocked me flat.
Will you tell me what done that?
Certainly I'll tell you. One of our playful friends put a load of dynamite under the hood and wired it to the ignition. When you put your foot on the starter, it exploded.
Well, fella, we're having more fun than anybody.
You think so?
I say, Jack, is this the reason Donald Robert Lincoln was so anxious for us to come and see him?
Hey, you mean he's the one who had that exterminating powder put under the hood?
Well, that's what we want to find out. Come on.
Where are we heading for now?
Across the park to the hospital.
But hadn't we ought to get out to Lincoln's?
Well, this way's shortest.
I said, hadn't we ought to get...
No.
Okay, fella, you're the doctor. You coming, Reggie?
It's correct. Crowd's beginning to gather back at the wreck.
Yeah. If we're going to do much more of this 100-yard dash stuff, I'm going to get me a pair of running breeches.
Across the street. Okay. Now, come on to the elevator.
We're going up to Phil Terry's room?
No.
You mean we're going to Leslie Mark's room?
Yeah. Get in. Fourth floor, please.
But if the doctor said Marks wasn't to be disturbed...
I still say Marks was too slightly hurt for all the fuss that was made.
You sure are set on making Marks the villain, fella.
All right, come on.
You know which room Marks was taken to?
Yeah, 432. Yeah, this is it here.
Well, now we're here, what?
Not a word. I'm going to see how quietly I can open this door.
Uh-huh. Got it?
Uh-huh. I'm going to open it, crack. Keep your ears cocked.
The situation is more desperate than it's ever been.
He's talking on the phone.
Shut up.
That's what I've been telling you all along. We've got to fight fire with fire. Got our backs right up against the wall, and there's only...
Doc, you fool!
Who is that? Who's that in the hall?
I couldn't help it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, a lot of good that does.
Who is that out in the hall?
Come on. Hello, Marks. How's the shoulder?
What's this? What are you doing here?
We just came up to see how the latest victim of the Richard curse is doing.
You were standing outside my door listening.
Were we?
And that's pretty dirty politics. Got a fever, there's no telling what a man might say when he's light in the head.
Oh, you're light in the head.
A bullet in your shoulder is nothing to take lightly. I I've caught myself talking to myself several times.
You were talking to yourself, huh?
What do you mean?
It sounded to us as though you were talking over the telephone.
That's ridiculous. I haven't the strength to lift a telephone receiver.
You know what happened to us just now?
Will you go away and leave me alone? I'm in no condition to have visitors.
Someone put dynamite under the hood of Sonny's car. We started to take a ride in it, and it blew up.
How did you escape?
We saw it coming, rolled out of the car. Marks, why are you pretending to be so much worse off than you really are?
I'm not pretending.
Yes, you are.
Well, Packard, I'm scared.
Scared?
So scared, I'm going to stay right here in this hospital with this superficial wound until this mob of gunmen is wiped out.
Well, spank me for a baby. Yell.
I've been a target for a gunman once. That's plenty.
Mind if I use your phone?
No, go ahead.
Outside, please. Who were you talking to on the phone?
I wasn't.
Oh. Hello? Donald Robert Lincoln residence? This is the police department. I want to talk to Mr. Lincoln at once. Thank you.
Why are you calling Lincoln?
I'd rather know what you were about to tell us about Lincoln when you were shot.
And I've changed my mind about that.
You're not going to talk?
No.
Hello, Lincoln? This is Jack Packard. That's it, the man you had slugged and thrown into jail. I just wanted to tell you that someone just blew up our car, so we won't be able to keep our appointment with you. What's that? The appointment. You called about 10 minutes ago, and you... Oh, you didn't call. Uh-huh. Can you prove that? I see. Thank you. Marks, Lincoln didn't call us. He's got an ironclad alibi.
What about it?
Just this. If Donald Robert Lincoln isn't the man we're after... Then it's got to be you.
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking. This program came from New York.